This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Trim Healthy Family, producer John here, filling in for the one and only Danny Valdez, who is probably off interviewing some famous person somewhere,
probably.
Right? Anyhow, welcome. I am have no idea what's going to be talked about today, but as usual, it will be awesome.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a lot about brushing teeth.
Oh, I love teeth as a subject.
Maybe it won't be
whole.
So awesome.
Yeah, no.
Not. That's so not. My teeth, New Zealanders don't have good teeth on a whole.
Serene.
Nor British people, says Leslie Pops.
I don't think that we've got a lot of New Zealanders listening. Okay, Al Dunnan.
Bless you, us Kiwis. We know it. All of
no,
us Kiwis know
No, you're
it.
Thinking back to the 70s when you grew up in New Zealand.
The 70s Kiwis didn't have such great teeth.
Okay, but there's a whole, now we're in 2020, so I believe it's a lot different. When we went back to New Zealand, I felt like the teeth were on spot on.
Yeah, they were spot on.
So you're just thinking back to our day.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But actually,
tell you what, there's trauma to teeth.
I'm not really talking about brushing the teeth as a whole. It's a whole analogy they came up with. And I was telling Serena, like, you've got to bring it. She told me, you've got to bring this to the potty. I know we've touched on this analogy before in short amount spaces of time, Serene, but we haven't given it the full depth of just focus it deserves.
And I feel like it's time. And when Pearl shared this little brain inspiration she had, I'm like, bring it. Not only is it a good truth, it is time. Mm. It's time because of what we've all walked through this year, 2020, and it's time because we're about to go into the holidays. It's time.
It's just time, and maybe it will feel like a bit of a kick in the pants, a little
Ooh,
spank
I like
on
to
the
kick
bot
pants
bot.
Sometimes
spank on the bot potty, but sometimes those are just what's needed too. So,
and just like we say to our children when we're about to do a good reprimand, we're like, "I'm doing this because I love you."
Yeah. So we love you, and you know, I'm doing it for myself too, but. Okay, so the other morning I got up and I was brushing my teeth and oh my goodness, I didn't feel like brushing my teeth at the time. And these thoughts were occurring in my head. Imagine a life where you didn't have to brush your teeth. And then I thought, I have to jolly well get up and brush my teeth for the rest of my life. I was allowing these thoughts to occur. But my head knew that I always would get up and brush my teeth. There was no out. But I was just allowing the thoughts to say how really quite a hideous job it was, how it took up 5 minutes of my day.
Especially if you're a flosser too. Because
I'm a flosser.
Me too.
It's part of my routine. It's not really fun. You got to do the front, then you got to do the back, then you got to do the round.
And then sometimes you've got the tooth where it gets stuck, the floss, and you got to go find the scissors to cut it out. Cut the floss pick out. Otherwise you'll yank your crown out or something.
But let me tell you, I'm not going to stop brushing my teeth. It's just one of those things I'm going to do. Why? If I don't, these are the things that are going to happen. First of all, I'm going to be gross.
I won't want to talk to you.
I'm going to feel gross, right? Can't probably smell myself, but I'll have a yucky mouth. It won't feel clean and sparkling. I will smell of night breath and worse.
Ew.
Imagine if I go for a whole week or two and don't brush my teeth. Imagine what that's going to do to my mouth, the hygiene of my mouth. Serene?
It's going to spread. Ooh. Then you'll get weird sinuses. They'll smell like your teeth smell.
Yeah.
And then your eyes will start to smell like your teeth smell.
It's just going to be
bad.
Your eyes will get yellow, I bet. Things are going to start to fall apart in my mouth and consequently my whole body.
Mm-hmm. Everything's connected.
Everything is connected. Then, okay, so but I was thinking this and I thought to myself, thoughts reined in. I said, Pearl, you're going to have to do this for the rest of your life, so shut up with these thoughts, would you? Just do it. Just brush your teeth. And so then my thoughts shut up and I just brushed my teeth, got on with my day. So then a couple of days later, I had the radio on the car and there was this ad and it was like, so you know you have to do it anyway. Oral hygiene is so important, so why don't you sign up for the subscription where you're going to make sure you get your new teeth brush every 3 months like you're supposed to and new floss and all that and just because you don't want to have to do it, but you know you've got to, okay? And I was thinking, you know, they're right. All of us brush our teeth and I'm not sure who looks forward to it, probably not too many people, but it's a given. We have to brush our teeth. There's no option. It's not optional. Mm-hmm. Why then? Why do we make it
Say
optional?
Why again, Pearl. Put why?
Hi, hi. Why? Why do we allow the option of not giving that same significance to the health of our body?
Same significance is bless your heart, Pearl, but same it's not even the same significance. Mm. More significance.
Why do we allow the option? Now, I'm not talking about sometimes I will go to bed at night and I won't brush my teeth. I usually do. I'm a twice brusher. But occasionally I'll go to bed and I just can't be bothered. Doesn't do anything to me. I'm good because the next morning, you bet I'm brushing my teeth. Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about perfection here, but we're talking about steady state
of
oral hygiene.
Yeah, she's not talking about, you know, you want to have a treat or a cheat here and there with your diet. Big whoop. But you know, what's your maintenance?
Why is there an option for a non-steady state health for our body?
Can I ask the other question too, which just triggers it in my head? Who knows of parents who don't insist? Sorry, Tim. Little Tim, you will brush your teeth before. I ain't lying to you. You will do it. And they go in there.
Yeah.
And, or even if they have to brush it themselves.
Yes.
And, you know, they will make sure that their children's teeth are brushed. They buy them toothbrushes and toothpaste because it matters. But then, you don't want to have your broccoli? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, here, just eat your mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Your white.
We need to dig deep into this because why? I'm bringing the question, why do we allow the option of ill health and ill hygiene for our bodies? I'm calling it a non-hygienic state for our bodies. Why do we allow that, but we won't allow it to our mouths? And I'm saying we have to relook at this.
If people could have a view of their colon, the unhygienic state of a toxic colon would gross them out more than a
pancreas,
unbrushed mouth.
Or a liver that's sluggish and has fat around it.
Because of the
diet. Because of diet. And these are all connected to these choices. We set up, I have a little toothbrush stand and my toothbrush is there and it's staring at me in the morning and at night. It has the toothpaste right there and the floss is next to it. Mm-hmm. It is set up for success.
I set up with success. I put my toothbrush in the shower.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to even think about brushing my teeth. It's just part of that
hot water.
Right.
So anyway, you do it. I mean, it's 5 minutes out of my day, night and morning. And yet, 5 minutes out of your day in the morning for a healthy breakfast, let's just say you can do it 5 minutes, that's optional. I'm here to say, finally, let's get serious. Let's be the little boy in that story of the emperor with no clothes. Remember everyone was going around saying, it's okay, isn't he wearing nice clothes and he was naked?
Yeah, he was totally naked.
Why don't we be that little boy today and say, come on, guys, it's not stinking optional.
I want to say this. Who would arrive at work, you know, because I'm thinking of the people rushing out of the home in the morning is why they say they don't have time for a healthy breakfast. Who would arrive at work with their like hair all in like total ratty tats?
Leslie's laughing. Yours is in an appropriate bun, Leslie.
I'm talking like the bedhead. You know when you wake up, it's all sticking out like crazy.
Yeah,
with unbrushed teeth and with like a undone face. Like they didn't even check for the boogers or the sleep in their eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if you're a makeup or you're a non-makeup person. People usually preen a little bit. They do a little bit of primp and preen in the morning. It's not even as important as primping and preening the inside of you.
Three.
Because health is from the inside out. Oh, my goodness. This is massive, Pearl, this thing that
we
you
are
said.
Kicking bottoms and slapping on the bonbon right now. But sometimes we've got to because, okay, we just went through the pandemic. Now.
Or plandemic.
Pandemic, whatever side of the fence you are on with that. But it doesn't matter because a lot of people got a lot more time than they used to have. So people have put time as like, okay, my issue is time. Now, sometimes we are frazzled and we are busy, but we can learn to make time. But a lot of people had more time. And what happened, Sereni? They gained the jolly well pandemic 15 and it wasn't time. And time was the excuse, but let's be honest with one another.
It's always an excuse because the thing is if we realized it wasn't an option, then we wouldn't care about the excuses. We'd be like, well, I don't want to have rotten teeth, so I'm going to brush them. Like, well, I don't want to feel like I'm like absolutely rotting from the inside. So I'm going to have time for, like, for the breakfast or the healthy lunch. Pearl, you're so right. People had all the time in the world and they destroyed their health more.
A lot. Not everyone, of course. Not everyone.
Many, many.
Many did. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. John, you want to say something. Come on now. Come on, John.
Yeah, no, this is super near and dear to my heart. If you were to ask me, I know you didn't, but if you were.
I was going to ask you, John.
The things that we care about, I say we collectively, to me, the brushing of the teeth or the hair, it's all cosmetic. It's all visual. Marketing, if you will. But the very topic of your health, it's not even in modern narrative to be a personal responsibility. I mean,
right,
just think about the term healthcare. And I'm not coming down on any one person, or I know everyone's in different situations, but most people expect their healthcare. They push that responsibility off onto a third party. If they don't have healthcare through their work or whatever, you see what I'm saying?
It's like if
your health isn't, and the care of your health isn't your own personal responsibility, mm-hmm. my goodness. So we approach this whole topic as modern day people backwards. I mean, we could go off on a bunch of different rabbit trails, and I could say that that's by design, because there's a whole business model in lots of people being unhealthy.
That's true too.
But I think at the core of it all, your average person walking through life, male, female, old, young, professional, most people think of healthcare and the burden of healthcare as something that is farmed out to a third party.
Yeah.
And it is not their responsibility.
But
I mean, look at people. People turn to the entire medical system is a commercial for-profit layer of corporate
and
stuff.
I agree. And if you take care of your personal, and it's your personal intent to be the one who's responsible, and then something happens and you're squashed on a road, or it's just the fallen world and you end up needing doctors, great. More power to you. You need the outside help. Somebody comes along to help you as well. But it's got to start. I love the point, John. It's got to start with you.
And just look at the everyday examples. I mean, when I must say most, I realize this doesn't apply to all, but when most people get sick, the first thing they do, the first thing out of their mouths is, I got to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even, the first thought is not, what can I do?
Right. Maybe I shouldn't have that pop tart for breakfast.
You know what I mean? What can I do? If your phone started becoming sick, people would sit there for hours trying to figure out how to get that thing to work. You know what I mean? Or if your car got sick, you know, you'd at some point, if it was something major, you'd have to take your car to a quote unquote doctor, mechanic, mm-hmm. whatever. But if your car just stopped running, wouldn't you go, well, does it have gas?
Yeah.
Is it out of water, oil? You know, is the battery dead? I mean, there's some self-diagnosis things right. that you could do with your car, but we don't, as a people, we don't do that with our bodies.
I think that's true, and society trains. So that does, I think, give us part of the answer on why is it okay and why is it an optional thing. I think because probably, you know, and doctors are there for a purpose, and we've got health professionals in our family, we love them, and they're great, but yes, responsibility has been abdicated to the healthcare system. Okay, so that's a reason. We're not coming down on anybody. We live in this world, and society has given us these things to believe. But what about if you're a trim, healthy mama and you're listening right now and you're like, but hold on, I am trying to take responsibility, but sometimes life derails me, or sometimes I just lose the plot. Well, here is what we're saying. How about you don't give yourself permission for it to be optional?
Right.
How about you look at it like brushing your teeth? It's a new way to think about it. And for me, it's the only way I think about it.
Right. And it's so true, Pearl, because, you know, say you go and lose the plot on your teeth. Just say you do. And don't brush them for a week or two or three. Some people lose the plot on diet for months.
Yeah.
For years. I mean, havoc starts to happen.
Yeah.
And it's like with my hair. Sometimes I'm just busy. I don't have time to brush. And then my hair's super long. I don't have time to brush it. Throw it up in a wad. Next day, I don't have time to brush it. Throw it up in a wad. Sometimes it's a week and just life is busy and I'm up with a pencil and a big bun in the top of my head. It would have been so much. And I keep kicking myself every time. If I had just taken 2 minutes to brush my hair every day, I wouldn't have to be sitting here for 7 hours in front of like a movie that has like, it's different, like number one, number two, number three, because it's taking me hours and hours and hours to get the dreadlocks, like full on dreadlocks. And I'm pulling half my hair out. So sometimes we think, well, I don't have time. Well, people's health to actually regain and redeem issues, problems in their health takes so much more time, so much more money, so much more time off work, when just the little steps every day is so much more time efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I really wanted to sort of push this morning, and I want us to not like feel necessarily big condemned or now I have to eat oatmeal for breakfast and I just can't eat that Pop-Tart. But what if we are full-on adults here and we say, this, my health is my responsibility and I'm no longer making it optional. Sometimes I won't brush my teeth at night, you know, take the analogy, meaning sometimes I'm going to eat my Aunt Marge's pecan pie, of course I am. But day in, day out, I'm going to jolly well do the stuff it takes to look after my body. And I think that needs to be sent out into the society, mm-hmm. that we need to start making it non-optional. We need to start making it non-optional for our kids.
And it's not optional even when health food is more expensive than junk food.
Yeah.
It's not an option to say, well, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Because the other food isn't food.
No.
It's not food at all.
It's not food.
It's just chemicals. It's not food. And there are ways to get creative to make
it. Yeah, and we've done potty after potty how to make it inexpensive.
You know, even just the simple, humble pulses, they're like 72 cents a pack at Walmart.
But listen, you're going to look at the white fluffy bread, like, you know, going to get it for like, what, can you still get it for like 89 cents a loaf or something?
I don't know.
But it's not
anymore.
Even real food.
Nah.
You're going to get a packet of like generic brand potato chips. Probably like a family packet, you're probably going to only spend like $2 on it.
You could get a pack of crayons for 72 cents and eat that.
It's still not food, It's still not food. So yeah, it's like, why does this food have to be more expensive? But you're not eating food.
Yes.
So we need to figure again once more priorities. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a toothbrush because you can't afford it.
Yeah, exactly.
Not one person.
And if a toothbrush became $15 a brush, you know, that many people would just go ahead and do it anyway. But those who wouldn't have the money for that, they would just get really creative and they would still brush their teeth.
Yeah, they would.
With a brush that was very efficient, but they would get practical and creative. Yeah. And so like you could end up making your own bread, or people that can't afford kombucha, like, well, that's not John's issue, but he makes it himself. You know, you can get creative. You can do things yourself. Oh, yeah. It's an identity. It's a mind switch.
Yeah.
It's not, and Pearl, I want to touch on this too, because you said some people say, well, I have so much time. And then when time's given them, they don't necessarily do it, like with the pandemic or plandemic. Yeah. But remember that saying that says, if you want something done, find a busy person, because they'll be the one that gets it done. Now,
you
look at here, like with John here, he's
John
like got
Leslie.
So many, yeah,
I
Leslie
load Leslie
Pops.
Up too.
They have so many things on their plate. But we know that they'd be the ones to get it done.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're used to getting things done.
Yeah.
And so it's not an option to not get things done in their heads.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if we just use that same kind of mindset that this is just what needs to happen and not see it as an option, I think it would be incredible.
Yeah. You were telling me a story, though, about somebody, Sereni.
Oh, yeah. This is about, I was listening to, I love to listen to messages in the shower when I'm walking my toddlers in the stroller. And this one particular story was of this guy. He worked like three jobs, just crazy busy. But he was a believer and he loved the Lord. But he just didn't feel like he had the time to dig into the Word and delve into the Word. And it was one of his greatest longings. Like, I just wish I had time and I would just love to sit with coffee and delve into the Word. And then he just worked himself silly and had to take a break. So he got to the stage where he had enough money anyway saved up. So he just took a nice hiatus. He took a year off of work. Wouldn't that be great if we could do that? But he did. He took a year off of work. And he came crying to this one pastor who was actually speaking this message and telling the story that I was listening to and saying, I realized it was nothing to do with time at all. Because I've taken this whole year off and I haven't dug into the Word any more than I did when I was super, super busy. Mm. Because sometimes we just lay it on as excuses, mm-hmm. but we just have to jump in.
Yeah.
And it's not
just priorities.
Yeah, it's just priorities.
And it's what we allow. Priorities too aren't something that sometimes we think, well, priorities are instincts, like natural. I want to delve into the Word or I want to get healthy because that is my passion, you know. It just comes from deep within. Now, I have a natural passion for health too. And I have a natural passion for wanting to read the Word. But if I just go with my natural passion, neither of those would get done. Mm-hmm. Priority is a decision, right? Priority is like, no, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait for the desire, mm-hmm. you know, to burn. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I was going to say one more thing. In that, yeah, John, as you come to the mic.
I was just going to add that the prioritization is a responsibility.
Yeah,
right. Kind of dealing with my wife and I have a teenage boy.
Yeah.
Actually, I have two boys, but one's not a teenager anymore. And said teenage boy, you know, he's about to turn 16. And so, you know, there's a lot happening in his life, and prioritization is a heavy topic around our house, because he can prioritize, but he just doesn't always prioritize responsibly.
Yeah,
you know, so just the ability to prioritize in and of itself isn't enough.
That's true.
It's a separate responsibility to be able to prioritize mm-hmm. correctly. There's four of us sitting in this room right now, and there's probably something else all four of us would need to be or would rather be doing yeah. right now. Mm-hmm. But this is a priority, yeah. and it's a responsibility. And if any one of us flaked out on this responsibility, like Danny. Yeah, for the record, Danny did not flake out on this. He's legitimately busy. But if we flaked out on this, there wouldn't be an episode mm-hmm. recorded to be produced to be listened to. Mm-hmm.
And good, John. I just got a big download. Okay, if we weren't here, this wouldn't go out next week or whenever it's going to go out. Right. Mm-hmm. Same thing. If you wake tomorrow and decide it's optional to eat healthy, 1 week from then, your body's going to be in a lesser state than it could. Has consequences.
It's a trickle-down effect. If mm-hmm. that person, that story you were yeah. listening to that wanted to delve into the Word,
yeah.
I would say, I don't even know who this person is, nor the story, but yeah. it wasn't a priority
yes.
in a responsible way to that individual.
Exactly.
He may have wanted to do it. There's a lot of things that I want to do, but the responsible side of me goes, man, you don't have time to do that right now.
Yes.
There's other things that take precedence.
Yes.
There's more important things.
Yes.
There's lots of things I want. Maybe he just didn't, yes. he or she didn't, yes. It wasn't responsibly prioritizing mm-hmm. that particular
so
thing.
So can
high
I be even
the
more
list.
Then of a little bit of a, not a beat up session, because I like to think this is an encouragement session
I feel really encouraged.
In a locker room sort of way.
Yeah.
Or in a kick in the bomb sort of way. For us, sometimes usually we're so nice here.
Yeah.
Okay, so John, you just said your 16-year-old is learning to prioritize, whereas, you know, we can all prioritize, but some things aren't very adult-like, right?
Yeah.
So Okay, so now I'm going to be a little bit mean, cruel to be kind. If you are having trouble telling yourself this is not optional, maybe you're still being a kid. Mm-hmm. It's mean, but maybe you got to grow up and say, no, my health is not optional. Sorry, the two-year-old in my head that's screaming, I want the donut. Sorry, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm in charge. I'm the adult. This is not optional. You're going to get up. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some protein. You're going to have your good. I don't care if you don't like your taste of stevia. Okay? Be an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of the essence of parenting. You know what I mean? On any scale, it's like,
yes.
if you are responsibly parenting, you're helping shape those priorities and responsibilities and for your children, because the children, again, all children can prioritize. They just can't prioritize responsibly.
Yeah.
And, you know, so their priority might be, I want to watch this show, or I want to go to my friend's house, or I want to not put my clothes in the hamper.
Yeah.
Reagan. That's my son, by the way. So I don't know. I just think that the prioritization is one thing, but the responsible prioritization, that responsibility component has to be there in order for you to prioritize correctly.
I know, and I don't think we have to hate ourselves over it. I just think we have to realize sometimes that we have allowed ourselves to be children, maybe. Mm. Like, I want Doritos. Okay, let me eat Doritos. Mm. If I want Doritos, let me eat Doritos. Mm. That's an option. I get to choose that option. What if you tell yourself, no, you don't?
That's so true. I love it. And I've got this thing coming to my brain, and I don't know if I can get it out the way it's in my brain, because it's in my brain in pictures and a concept. It's not my brain in words, okay? So let me try and get this out. But it's going to be love. It's going to bring some love into the subject.
Good.
It's going to bring some happiness into the subject. And I think I've tried to bring it up here before in one of the parties ages ago. But talking about how I think this is a mindset change too. Mindset, like Pearl said, we're not going to see it as an option. That's a mindset change. But I think there's a mindset change to not see these things as discipline. But to see them as delight. You ask any, Olympic athlete or sports professional, you know, and they have to get up at 4 a.m. I mean, they have to train for hours and hours and hours. And I remember one of these particular athletes being interviewed. I don't know the name anymore. And some interviewer was saying, so how do you get this such willpower, this discipline to get up and do it? And his basic words were, because it's not discipline, it's delight, because it's the result, the goal, or the feeling of when they're performing, or the feeling when they're crossing the finish line, or the feeling of when they're doing that stunt in the ski, whatever. It's the delight to them, so they look to that, and all the training is not, the mindset is it's not even about discipline, because they've got this incredible inspiration, this desire, this passion. It's a drive other than discipline, something deeper than discipline. And so what I like to say, let's change our mindset. And I've heard it said that discipline is just a consequence. It's a consequence because oftentimes you get disciplined because you didn't do something, right? So it's discipline. And oftentimes when you don't eat healthy, the discipline will be sickness or weight or whatever. But discipline is also a consequence of not having delight, because you'll see it as a correction thing, as a heavy. But when it's delight, it's not a discipline. And it's become like that with my teeth, because I actually look forward to brushing my teeth. I didn't mention mention it earlier because it would derail the point, and the point was great.
No, I was going to come around and take that point again to, okay, but I want to hear what you're saying. But I was thinking as you were just talking about that.
I like to run my tongue across the top of my teeth.
Yeah, feel how clean.
I love the delight of the feeling, and when there's scum over there, yuck, I just want to throw up and run to the bathroom. And so I look forward to the moment where I can run my tongue across shiny, smooth stones,
and picture them like that.
So it's become a delight. Like, when can I get that moment where it's going to feel like that in my mouth again?
Oh.
And so instead of a discipline, I'm looking for that delight. And it's like that with exercise too. Sometimes I'll switch back to the really not healthy mindset, and I'll be in the middle of like squats, repetitions, and there's lactic acid and there's burn, and I'll actually think, do I have to do this every day for the rest of my life? Now, how many days is that if I want to live to 100 or blah blah blah? Oh my goodness, life is a dirge. Like, it become like a bad mindset, discipline mindset. Then I switch it over to delight mindset, and I'm like, That feeling when I'm sitting on the couch for hours reading to my toddlers and not feeling like a freak out flat bottom, you know, because I know I've done training, you know, and I feel great and I feel like I'm going to be strong even when I'm 85. That delight as I'm going to eat a nice big supper tonight, knowing that I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that delight is something that I've switched it over to. So it's not like, oh, discipline. I look for that delight. And so
I love that, Serene. And I think that's where I was in when I opened this potty saying, brushing my teeth and letting all these really depressive thoughts come, like, I really hate this. It's really annoying. What would life be like if we didn't have to brush our teeth? But then I thought, well, I have to, because there was no option, which is a part of what this potty is. There's no option.
Yes.
But then once I pushed the thoughts away, I was a lot better and I just got on with it. But you're saying go even a further step. And I love this. I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and I'm not just going to like, okay, go on with it. No option, Pearl, because, you know, that's step one, I believe.
I think discipline is step one.
Yeah.
I think there is a discipline, but I love it to grow to delight.
I think so. And so when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm going to be like, man, I'm loving that. I love that feeling I get after my teeth brush, Pearl. Your mouth's going to feel so beautiful, and look at you looking after your teeth and all of that. There's just two ways to look at everything. I do think, like we said, no option starts first.
Yeah.
But then let's grow the good thought trees around it, right? And that's what I'm going
to
start
to do. It's like I like to say to my children, hey, there's no option. Like look at your fingers. Look at the beautiful, unique fingerprints, and look up in the sky. There is a God.
Yeah.
You know, there's no option to not like when you think about it, this is the meaning for life. Okay, but then I hate to keep it on like okay, so we get the no option down as far.
Well, some people listening to here might be atheists.
Okay, sorry about that. But with my children,
that's
how I train my children,
because
this is where I'm like, hey, this is the meaning for life. But then I don't want it to be like a discipline or okay, we've realized this, you know. No, from then on, I'm like, I never like to say them, Bible reading now or whatever. I like to say, sometimes I'll mention if they're like running out the door or whatever, I'll be like, hey, I had time with your best friend. Like I want to make it delight. And I've heard Graham Cook speak about this and say, all these people that are like, that we have this responsibility to go to prayer meetings, this responsibility to blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, we're meant to gather and pray, but isn't it meant to be a delight, not a discipline? We've got to turn these disciplines and see them. It's a different mindset. And when we see them as delight, that's where the joy is in these things. So, yeah.
And joy is so important too. Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
It's been 3 years, people, since our last cookbook.
Yes, Serene, can you believe it? It was 2017 when we released Trim Healthy Table, and there hasn't been one since then.
So here we are announcing the new official THM cookbook. It's here for pre-order. Welcome, Trim Healthy Future. I love that name.
Yeah, well, man, it's exciting, Serene, because in this book, we have joined forces with our niece, Rashida. She is part of the next Trim Healthy generation.
She's a mum of three, and she has amped up our trusted plan with fresh creativity, with incredible yumminess. She has just taken the foundation and just put a fresh twist on it that Trim Healthy mamas were just ready for.
Yeah, I think they were. I was ready for it. This book, we have been working on it for 2 years. I'm so excited. I'm already making the recipes. And don't worry. No, Serene and I are still in the book.
We've shoved 12 of our favorite recipes that are rocking our worlds, 12 each. From us, but Rashida has over 200 all new scrumptious time saving recipes. Because remember, I said she's a mama three, and they're all like three and under.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have much time. So they're all quick for you guys.
Her recipes are very home style recipes like that. They're for you and your family. Like there's some single serve meals and stuff, but a lot of them are just easy meals. Get on the table with the family, and that are not a lot of hard to find ingredients. Just make it work recipes.
And also for those of you who are dairy-free, there's wonderful dairy-free options with easy to find ingredients.
Yeah, and lots of recipes for stubborn losers. You know, if you find it hard to just lose weight on on basic Trim Healthy Mama, there's a lot of tweaked recipes that can really help you.
Rashida, she has a knack.
Yes.
For making things taste so naughty and luscious and rich, but she doesn't make them heavy S for the most part.
Yeah.
She has this knack of it because actually one of her main reasons for writing this book is she wanted to get recipes for the coaches to help with their people that were having stubborn weight loss. So this this book is going to kick it.
And so this will be great for your Trim Healthy collection, your cookbook collection. But if you're just new to Trim Healthy Mama, it's actually a fantastic way to start. There is one chapter in there, a nutshell on how THM works, very nutshell. And then just Rashida just strips it down to basic, simple THM. So now to the nitty gritty, okay? You want to know the pre-order sale begins November 5th. So if when this potty comes out, it begins tomorrow, people. If you're listening on the day the potty comes out, tomorrow is when the pre-orders start. You're going to get a bunch of goodies and you're going to get a bunch of discounts. So
we do need to say it ends on Cyber Monday.
Yes, through Cyber Monday. So at the end of Cyber Monday, pre-orders stop. So here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the discounted book price. Instead of $29.99, it's going to be $24.99. This is a big, huge, 408-page, beautiful, glossy.
Beautiful, with pictures all through it, which Rashida took of all the food. Yep. She's a photographer. Amazing.
Now,
after Cyber Monday, Pearl, I just want to say this quick. The book will go up to its regular price, and the freebies will no longer be available. Yeah. So
you want to get on the pre-order. You're going to get that. Then you're going to get, and this is huge, along with your paper copy, you're going to get a free digital copy of the book. So you're going to have the ebook. So then you can look up things whenever you want, if you don't, you know, when you don't have access to your paper copy.
And free 3-month membership to Trim Healthy Future with access to Rashida's Corner, where Rashida has filmed videos for some of her recipes and will continue to bring you tips, tricks, and exciting new recipes in that video corner of hers.
Yeah, and this 3 months is available to new members if you've never been a member before, but also if you're an existing member, you get 3 months tacked on, baby, too. We're not going to leave you out.
And I'll tell you what, that membership has a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot. We got a heap of us.
Yeah, I mean.
And us, our crazy videos.
Membership is so great. You got custom menus, got your menu builder. You've got like over 1,000 vetted recipes. You've got 10% off all Trim Healthy Mama products.
To chat with.
Yeah. Also, you are going to get 3 bonus recipes that Rashida created just for those people who pre-order.
Pumpkin
so
pie.
Along with the book and the amazing pumpkin pie cheesecake, a meatball skillet that's full of hidden veggies. That's amazing. I've actually had it. And a strawberry bliss all-day sipper that's sort of like the bar. If you love our strawberry bliss bars, it's like in drink form. It's amazing.
So early book arrival. Those who pre-order will get the book before or by release date,
which is December 15th. John, is that okay for us to say? John's coming.
Yeah, we feel pretty confident at this time that we can get, if you take part in this pre-sale, which goes from November 5th through Cyber Monday, if you take part in that, you will receive your physical book, the actual book itself, which the street date for that's December 15th, like Pearl mentioned. But we're going to do our best to get it to you on December 15th or before.
You know the cool thing about that? Then you got it for Christmas, Chrissy. And then what? Then you're ready to start your future 2021 the right way.
And that's why we call this book Trim Healthy Future, because it's going to catapult your health into the future and the health of your family. And also the future thing is about, you know, passing along the baton to our future generations. So we're so excited. And grab it while you can in this pre-order season. I mean, I think we covered it. Maybe we just have a short potty today. Wouldn't that be like unusual?
We didn't have Danny here giving his wonderful.
Oh, Danny, he would have been looking up to the, you know how he looks up left corner up to the ceiling, and then he's like, girls.
Yeah.
We missed him, but that's it.
We missed.
We had
Danny.
Great John. John brought some meat.
He did.
See you guys.
Bye bye. Trim Healthy Mama my way. And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama.